My friend, I write with increasingly interesting news. My original hypothesis that there was only one human was incorrect. Late last night, I was awoken by a calamitous crash from the human's cage. As I turned on the light, what did I see but another human attempting contact with my first? This new human was clothed in rudimentary garb and was larger than the other, male like the first. The light wasn't enough to deter them, and I witnessed the larger human pulling the arm of the smaller one in seemingly urgent desperation, though, interestingly, my small companion resisted. He clung to the bars of his cage like his life depended on it. I heard their unintelligible voices. It was clear that there was some kind of conversation happening between them. Perhaps the larger one sought to rescue him, but he was resisting, having come to be comfortable in my established environment. As my feet hit the floor, the larger one stopped in his tracks, released the smaller human, and made a run for the exit. He did not get far, and was quickly caught in one of the traps I had originally set for the first human to prevent him from leaving. Oh, he fought me terribly as I released him from the bindings and quickly shoved him in the cage, locking it quickly behind. This little human is far more fierce than the other. Oh, he beat against the cage with animalistic fury, and I partly worried he would break the lock, but it held fast. My first human spoke through the cage in what looked like a show of gentle support, but the large captive was clearly having none of it. I resolved to leave them to it, but ensured I left a pillow on the floor for my first human at the base of my bed, should he wish to rest. In the days to come, I decided that they needed names. My first human I titled Malak, after the great poet and adventurer, and the other I titled Brute, as I could think of no other fitting name. He was stern and quick to anger, and fought against his cage like a feral animal any chance he got. He would watch and seethe as I fed Malak, and whenever the same substance was proffered to him, he would kick the jar or ramekin away, as if it were poison. I witnessed the two of them speak. Malak was gentle and soothing, Brute angry and seemingly accusatory. Even in their perplexing speech, it was clear that Malak was attempting peacekeeping, but try as he might, it didn't seem to work. One night, I woke up at an unmakerly hour and heard deep grunts emanating from the cage. I softly rose from my bed and gently made my way to see what was occurring. From my initial view, I saw Brute standing against the cage wall. He was naked, and his muscles flexed in a gyrating motion. As I crept further, I saw that Malak was being pulled against the cage by Brute's strong arms, and he appeared to be moaning and writhing in pleasure. The two humans were engaging in a primal, almost animal, sexual union, and while I feared that Malak was being penetrated against his will, the shrill moans of pleasure, his soft whimpering, was more than enough to belay those fears. The sight of them, one human entering another with such passion and hunger, was quite a sight. I could feel my own heat rising as I watched, and part of me, I'll admit, was jealous. That Malak crooned so amorously for Brute's shaft. I had read in my book that humans can be penetrated by us, but usually only when a heat cycle is on them. Had I missed the signs, I wondered to myself. Before long, Brute let out a garbled moan, and his thrusts increased, then slowed as he achieved orgasm. I watched as Malak dropped to his knees and suckled at Brute's cock between the bars. Had they been lovers before they were captured, I thought. It was then that I watched Brute make his way to the ramekin of my seed I had left for his dinner. He picked up the glass with ease and tipped the substance to his mouth and drank. He had clearly worked up an appetite. The sight thrilled me. After that night, Brute was a little more docile. Whatever pleading Malak had employed had worked somewhat, and he no longer fought against his cage or pushed my hands away when I offered sustenance. In one instance, Malak supped lovingly at my cock as he was wont to do, when a shout from Brute interrupted us both. His arms were through the cage in an open palm, gesturing need. I looked at Malak and then at him, before carefully rising, cock swinging through the air, and approached the cage. I dropped to my knees, lowering myself down, wary of tooth and nail, but my fears were averted. As the moment my tip reached the gap of the bars, there was Brute's mouth, eagerly lapping at the leaking pre-ejaculate. To say it filled me with joy is an understatement, dear friend. This seemingly feral creature had finally come round. With the help of Malak, who expertly found his way underneath to stimulate my sacs with his mouth and tongue, I had two humans feasting on my cock, and the sensations were beyond comparison. I fed Brute a hearty load that day, and I watched with an odd sense of pride as Malak took great joy in licking the excess off of Brute's face through the bars. It made me miss the fond affection we used to share many moons ago. I do not wish to bore you with mundanities, so I will end my writing here. Till next time, my friend. Dr. Goff Hart.